Blog Talk Radio.
Get up on the stage telling niggas if you awake, if you don't see your white teeth, gon' turn red. I'ma take this bottle of mold, bust it over your head. When I'm slurring and stumbling, boy, you know that I've been drinking. When I walk in the club, I know exactly what to think. He a little scrappy, but you don't want no problem. Don't make me hit your ass with this bottle. Watch it fly like a glass cell ball, my nigga. Don't you ever say that I ain't never born, you nigga. ATL all the way to California, nigga. You won't need a medic, you gon' need a corner, nigga. I'm head off in the club and she acting like a model. What the fuck you gon' do?
Hit that bitch with a bottle.
If a nigga flexing hard in the club showing dollars, what the fuck you gon' do?
Hit that bitch with a bottle.
Set a speed game if she don't wanna holler. What the fuck you gon' do?
Let's get it in, y'all. Let's get it in. I'm going to be quick, y'all, because I'm losing my voice a little bit. I got a donation from a young man through Venmo. So I'd like to, Venmo. J.A. Dudley sent me 1062, so I want to thank you for that. Also got one from Furious. If you guys would like to donate to make that red button move down there or up on the top of the screen.
Over there.
Don't donate to make that red button move. The link's in the description box. Click there to make it move. Let's get it in. The lines are open. You can call in right now. And I want to ask the question, whose side are you on? Are you on Charlamagne's side or are you on Jessica's side? Jessica, the accuser, is trying to get the case back open after 17 plus years. Charlamagne took a plea deal which said he supplied alcohol to underage girls, but he did not have sex with the individual. That's his stand. He's also now threatening people to sue them because they're talking about this topic that he himself brought up. If you'd like to give your opinion on this subject or debate me on this subject,
you know, because a lot of people want to debate me,
well, this is the proper time to do so. The number is 213-943-3362. Let me pull one caller in right now. 571, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Tommy.
What's going on?
What's going on? So I had no opinion on it originally. I had an opinion. I didn't know what was going on, but I watched a video yesterday where there's an audio of him from, I think it was his Brilliant Idiots podcast. You ever watched that?
Never watched it, but what happened?
Okay, so he's on there admitting that he gave the girl alcohol, put Spanish Fly in the drink, and she was pretty much blacked out when he had sex with her. But now they're saying he didn't have sex with her.
Wait. You have this? Because Gazmatic is saying that. Well, hold on. Gazmatic is saying that was a different story. So I would need to see it.
Excuse? I put the link in the chat for the YouTube video, and it's him on his podcast admitting this. And he said when she woke up in the morning, she was like, what happened? And he told her what happened, and she was like, well, did other people have sex with me? And he was like, no, it was just me. And he said, because I guess his cousin was saying he had sex with her too. And he was like, no, it was just me. The link is in the chat. It's from iSmokeHipHop.com.
The people are saying that's a different story.
Excuse me?
The people are saying that's a different female.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I thought that he was talking about the same girl. I thought he was talking about the same girl.
That tell that story, though.
That's a crazy story. I mean, he's admitting to, like, having sex with females while they're black, trying to give them a Spanish Fly. So why, you know, I don't know if this girl's story is too far-fetched. I believe what happened was the girl's mom looked out for him.
That's crazy. If he admitted that, even if it's a different story, that's a messed up thing.
Exactly. I mean, because if you did it to this girl who may be a different girl, why didn't you do it to this 15-year-old? And then how can you say you had consensual sex at 23 years old with a 15-year-old and you knew she was 15?
Ooh, and somebody said he said that the girl was white at 29. Jesus Christ.
It's a mess. And I mean, then you got the state now saying that they're not going to reopen the case, which I understand that. I mean, whatever. But I mean, I think this should definitely be a stain on his reputation. I mean, even if you go back and watch some of his inappropriate videos that they have, like a montage from The Breakfast Club, him always making these sexually aggressive passes at the female guests on the show, I think this is just a bad look for him, man. But that could be neither here or there because these are adult women. But this 15-year-old girl, well, I do not believe this girl. Huh?
Well, I was going to say, I know he's admitted several times to be a sexual deviant with like a smile on his face.
Right. Exactly. But a 15-year-old girl, and like I said, he picked her up. He didn't get her number from her. He got her number from one of his homeboys, called her up. And then my thing is, if you picked this 15-year-old girl up, took her to a party, why didn't you make sure she got home? Why did you just leave her there?
Yeah, that part doesn't make any sense either. I said that in my breakdown.
You pick this girl up from her house. You take her to your parents' house. She meets your parents. Y'all go to the party. You give her and her friends drinks, and you have sex with her, and then you just leave her there? Why?
But then you refer to somebody who said they've been assaulted as that chick.
Right.
And it was not a woman.
But when he told the story on the academic show, number one, it's weird because, one, he lied about his age. He said he was only 20 when he was actually 22 or 23. And then he tried to make it seem like it was just some random groupie chick that just was at the party being a groupie because he was already working at the radio station and that he had sex with her. And then she tried to flip the script on him when it was somebody he actually brought to the party.
No, he's actually trying to say it was some groupie chick that he never touched. He said that what he heard was the people like, yo, girl upstairs wilding out and kicking stuff and knocking stuff down. Then he said they said later that she said she raped him, but he said, but that was after he had left. Like, wait a minute, what? Like, that doesn't sound right.
But okay, you brought this girl to the party, 15 years old. You evidently had a relationship with her where you took her to your parents' house, met her, you met her family. You take her to this party where I guess they're majority guys, and then you just leave her there so she's up there while now. You don't feel an obligation to say, okay, let me get this girl back home safely, but you're supposed to be a stand-up guy?
Mm-hmm. And somebody said something in the chat room, and before I go to the next phone call, I would like for you to address this. Because I think it's a good comment. They said, this almost sounds like the Kanika Jenkins case. And it was an eye-opener when they said, it surely does.
You said it was an eye-opener what?
It sounds like the Kanika Jenkins case.
Yeah, something ain't right, man. I'm telling you that. He's in a position right now where he's in a position where I don't think anything's going to happen. Because he has, you know, power on his side where he, you know what I mean, he's a connected guy. He's a lot of people are making money for him, but he will be protected. But terrible thing, man. I mean, because anybody else, you know, on the come up or whatever, if they had this type of stain and these type of things, it would not be overlooked. And I'm not on that Me Too stuff, man. But, it's just too many holes in this story that it just don't sound right.
I'm not on the Me Too stuff either, but this one bothers me.
And the thing about it is, it's not like the girl can get money. She can't get money from this. She can't get money. So what is her motivation aside from being hurt? Like I said, I don't know what it is to be a rape victim, but I've been around rape victims, and I know the majority of these women never heal from that. So with that being said, what is her motivation? She can't get money. She can't get money from this.
But wait a minute. She hasn't sold her story either. She didn't sell it for an interview to get on.
No Lifetime movie, no book, no nothing. So what is her motivation, Tom? I mean, we just got to be real. And I'm actually a fan of Charlamagne.
Here's why I have more belief in her. Because at 15, she said it exactly the day it happened.
Exactly. And for some reason, and like I said,
well, a 15-year-old back then is not sophisticated enough to go to a party and then yell rape. The 15-year-old is just glad to be fucking the person she's trying to chase clout from. That's why a lot of these rock and roll guys,
man. I mean,
yes,
all
well, a lot of these rock and roll guys, girls, and the girls never tell because the girls just want to do it. So if the girl was just jocking him, she wouldn't have told that night. She never would.
No. No, because she won. She got what she wanted. Every teenage girl wants to be with a grown man. He was evidently he was popular. You know what I mean? So she mm-hmm. won. She got what she wanted. If I mean, I'm saying if that's what it was all about, but she was a victim. And she made it very clear for whatever reason. I do know that his family, you know, has a pretty big name in that town in South Carolina. So I don't know if they either pressed her out, if she was paid off. But for some reason, they just up and moved to Virginia. And then if you even look at the criminal report, it says that the victim was uncooperative. Well, it wasn't that. It was she wasn't there. If you commit any crime where witnesses, that's why you see in the mafia when they get caught yep. up in these things and witnesses go missing, they get killed because you can't try somebody with a witness not there.
Yep. And see, that's why
but
I
then they
keep
say,
looking at it. But the mom should be charged with something. I don't think that mom
absolutely.
Should be getting two bites at the apple. Whatever made her turn down letting her own daughter speak, she did it.
Right.
Now
exactly.
she's coming back trying to act like a concerned parent. Which she is not.
Exactly. And she
parent,
should
concerned when your kid was a kid, not now that your kid is an adult.
Exactly. I mean, you did not protect your child from a sexual assault. And as a woman, she should know better than that, man. I mean, it's terrible. It's just terrible. It's inexcusable. And she should have to pay. And as a, if I was her, I don't see how she could even forgive her mom because she basically let this guy get away with that.
Amen, amen, amen. But I was talking to a young lady about that the other day. I said, for some reason, when it comes to our mothers, no matter what they
right.
do, we forgive them.
That is very true. That is very true. That is very true, especially in the black community. It's a fact. I've actually fell victim to that. You know what I mean? Really, I haven't. I know it's true.
I know a girl right now whose mother is living in her house. The mother is pregnant by her boyfriend. The mother is pregnant by her daughter's boyfriend.
Wow.
I asked the daughter, I said,
wow.
How can you let live in your house? You know what she said?
Mm.
That's
it's my
mom. My
mom. Mama.
Yep. That was the
wow.
answer. I said, this sounds ridiculous.
That is disturbing, man. It's sad, man. It's sad. Well, anyways, I know you got other callers want to call in. Man, I appreciate you taking my call, man, and I'll talk to you, man.
Thank you very much, brother. Very good call. Let me see. 518, caller, you're on the air. Talk to me. Whose side are you on and why?
Yo, Tommy.
What's up?
Yo, I'm on Charlamagne's side.
Why?
Okay, this girl, she and her friend go to a party, and they're there underage drinking. So according mm-hmm. to the police report, the officers responded, and they said they found the two girls and they were there crying. Now, during that time, they were supposed to charge people. But they didn't make any charge. So now Charlamagne turned himself in. He caught a case. He got charged. 17 years later, she wants to come and reopen the case. Why?
I can tell you why. If I'd heard him tell the story about what happened to me 10 times, and every time he tells it, he doesn't tell it the way I remember it, but everybody keeps hearing him tell this story. It's like I may have mutually agreed to something with a girl. Say we had our little spat and whatever. And we decide to move on and go our own way. If I keep telling the story of what happened, and I'm telling the story and I just keep getting richer and richer, And for some reason, I just keep on telling this story about what happened between you and I. But you don't get to tell that damn story. Serious business, bro. You don't think you'd come out and say something 17 years later when for the last 5-7 years I've been telling the story of what happened to you?
Okay, Tom.
I put it in the book, so I got paid for it.
Exactly. No, you just proved the reason why she's telling the story. It's about money.
Don't you do that. Stop. I don't know if we're having a language barrier problem, so let me try it again. This man got paid off of telling your story. Why should you sit back and watch it? Answer that. That's what I want to know. Don't say it's just about money, because that man was making money off of telling her story. What would you do if I told a story of what you and I did one night and I said that, you know, I went to this bank and this nigga robbed the bank and I ran out. I didn't rob the bank. How many times would you listen to me tell that story if you knew I robbed the bank, but I keep blaming you for the bank getting robbed and I'm getting paid to tell that story? Would you sit and watch me do it? Serious question.
So no.
Would you watch me tell the story about you robbing a bank when you remember it differently? And would you watch me get paid off of it and you got to be the thief?
So the issue is money, because all this time she could have told a story.
I will hang up on you. You do that again. Do it one more time. I explained the hell out of that. Tell me again, so the issue is money. Do it one more damn time. I'll hang up, because that means you're not listening at all. Let me try this one more motherfucking time. If you and I robbed a bank together, we agreed, you know what, nobody's going to turn the other one in. You find out 5 years later, I'm popular and I'm telling your story saying that you robbed the damn bank. What would you do?
Tell my side of the story.
That's the fucking point. So stop telling me, oh, cheat it for money. Stop being stupid. If this was your daughter, you wouldn't have said that shit. Now, I don't know if it happened or not, but I'm not going to let y'all call and be assholes and liars like that. It ain't just about the damn money. If the other person been getting money off of it, the other person's been telling the story. The other person's been getting paid. You've just been getting slandered. This girl has been sitting there being slandered by this man. If she hadn't been telling the story, I would agree with you. But he's been telling her story. And all you can come up with is for the money. That's all you can say. Seriously?
Where's the slander?
If she doesn't remember, Jesus Christ. Do you know what slander is, sir?
No. Slander is he saying that he's trying to bring down her name.
He is if he's saying a girl tried to pin me for rape and I didn't do it. And if you are that girl and you remember he did do it, how is that not slander that now everybody thinks you are some whore who lies on people? For nothing, because she didn't get a dime back then, remember? She didn't try to sue him for money. So why does he keep throwing her name in his shit?
He never called her name. He didn't call her name. Nobody knew who she was.
Wow, because nobody's smart enough to be able to go look this up, huh?
So that's what I'm saying. So where's the slander? Slander is him trying to intentionally malign this girl's name. He didn't call a girl's name.
I don't know what to tell you, bro. You're right. She's just trying to get money out of him. Well, then I'll ask you a question. Why didn't she try to get money from him 17 years ago? Why didn't she try to get money from him 17 years ago when she first said it? Please answer that for me.
Thought she was ashamed.
Ashamed of what?
Ashamed of being called a whore.
For what?
For being at the party underage, drinking with a bunch of guys.
She filed a police report. She didn't hide it and he brought it out. She filed it the night it happened. She filed it the night it happened. She was inside of a place. And in 2001, the internet wasn't as big as it is now. So in 2001, she wasn't worried about being caught on the internet. She was worried about being called a whore in her neighborhood. Well, if she set up crying in a party and filed a police report, everyone who was at that party has already called her a whore, sir. And if she was worried about being called a whore and underage drinking at the party, she wouldn't have went there in the first place.
That's what you know what? I won't slander this girl's name because she already has a bad rep. And as you said, Charlamagne has been enriching himself off of this story, trying to, you know, try to clear his name. But what I'm saying and what you have said before,
his name was already cleared. She wasn't going around saying anything about him.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just going to reinforce the point that you made, that Charlamagne was telling the story and enriching himself. What I'm saying, because I don't want to, I've already called bad on the girl's name before, so I'm not going to do it again. But what I'm going to say, I'm just going to repeat what you said earlier.
Well, this is all I'm trying to say. As a man, you got to stop for a second and say, if this girl said it on the night it happened, then for some odd reason, her mother ended the investigation, not the girl. The mom did it. The mom refused to let the girl be a part of the investigation. Did not allow them to speak to her kid. How can you blame the kid when this happened? That when they became adult,
I'm taking it back. I'm not going to blame the girl anymore. Because the way I see it, she did report it. So she obviously felt that way. So she did report it. And right now, the only two guilty persons I see are Charlamagne and the mother. So I'm going to take back everything I said about the girl. I'm going to end this call. The two guilty people here are Charlamagne and the mother.
And I want to say one more thing to you. Do you know that the girl she was with also stated that she woke up with a boy on top of her, and that's how, and she pushed him off, ran looking for her sister, and found her sister in the room crying. That's how it started.
And you know the worst part is Charlamagne was going hard and people like Bill Cosby.
There you go.
So it's just kind of ironic because he has those kind of skeletons in his closet and he's speaking bad about R. Kelly and he's speaking bad about Bill Cosby when he was doing the same thing.
There you got my – now you got it. See, I don't know if he did it or not, and I'm not trying to say he did it. That's why I'm letting people call in and say it. And I don't mind if you tell me I believe he didn't do it because of this. But what I don't want people to start doing is making up stuff about the girl, saying that she's just trying to get money. Because this girl could have gotten money several years before because his family is worth something in South Carolina. And at the time, to a 15-year-old, you don't think him working at the radio station, she thought he was rich? Yes, she did. She could have sued him for money then, but she didn't. Matter of fact, she didn't due to her mother. I am more upset with her mother than Charlamagne. I don't care if Charlamagne did what they said he did. I'm still more upset with her mother because her mother helped cover it up. Her mother allowed her to go out with a 23-year-old man. Her mother encouraged this behavior by probably doing it herself. Was the young girl a thot? 100%. Did she deserve to get drugged? No.
So now the question is, why did the mother cover it up? So that's the question that we really should be asking.
We've explained it. I said it before. See, Charlamagne's name and his family's name was something in South Carolina. I think there was something under the table there. and the mother cannot admit it now. You can't. And she becomes an accessory.
Ooh.
But she knows. So here's the thing. It's two people that can't admit that money changed hands. She can and he can't. They both stuck in that one. He can't say, I paid the mom off. He's fucked up if he says it. His family can't say we paid the mom off. And she can't say she took money. So if this transaction happened, even if she helps her daughter go back, she knows for a fact Charlamagne can't tell them that she took money. He can't.
Another question I want to find out. Well, I don't know if you could get this girl on your show, but, well, she's a woman now because she's, what, 30-something now? But
yeah.
How does she feel about her mother shutting down the story?
That's what I would ask. Very good question. And I told Star, I said, Star, if you let her come on my show, I'm letting you know what I'm going to ask her. I'm going to ask her about her mom. I'm not one of them pussyfooting interview guys. If you come on accusing somebody of rape, I'm going to ask you real questions. I'm not going to kiss your ass so I can get some views, and I'm damn sure not going to sit up here and throw Charlamagne's name under the bus, because us as men, we need to stop throwing each other's name under the bus for some damn woman. But we do need to call out shit that needs to be called out. And if you got a grown-ass man giving a 15-year-old alcohol, stop, think about you having a child, whether it's a son or a daughter. Because let me tell you something, guys, and I know that none of y'all want to admit this. It doesn't just happen to girls. These men take boys to the and do it to them,
happens
too.
Happens to boys,
too. Mm-hmm. The difference is the boy damn sure ain't going to tell. He's not going to tell.
Where I'm from, we have this thing called pay-to-play, where you see the boys walking around the hood, and they have on the brand-new shoes, they have on the brand-new clothes. I'm pretty like, where do you get that from? Because you know the parents. You know the parents don't have money like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is that the older men in the community, they are calling over the boys to the house and paying
mm-hmm.
for play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard him, right? He said it happens where he's from. And let me tell you something. It happened where I'm from. They used to sit up there and fondle the hell out of them little boys. And I remember them talking about, like you said, they would give them little shit. Back then, they were giving out Atari games. They were giving out the consoles. They were giving out money to go to the arcade. All kinds of things. Those boys were getting paid to get fondled by old-ass
yep.
men.
They're renting out cars. They're renting out party buses.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of pay-to-play. And the thing is, these same guys who are pay-to-play, they're the ones who have the most girls. They're the so-called womanizers. They have the most
yep.
females. And they're pay-to-play.
Yep. It's a cover. They're always around women. Women are always around them. And then you come to find out they're messing with them little boys. We always protect the daughters. We try to protect our daughters. We get mad when something happens to them, like this case. But the cases about the boys will never come out.
But the problem is, we love when you hear that our boys are, you know, sexually active. Because we big it up. We say he's a girlser. We say he's
yep.
he's a heartthrob or some foolishness. We love hearing
mm-hmm.
that our boys are sexually active. Anyway, Tommy, you changed my mind a bit. At first, I was against the girl. I'm watching Charlamagne with a side eye, and I'm definitely side-eyeing that mother. So thank you. Go on to another
yep.
caller.
Thank you. Hey, I'm not even side-eyeing the mom. The mom's guilty in my case. Charlamagne, I'm side-eyeing. And we'll ask the question, do you think that, well, before you go, brother, let me ask you the question like I'm going to ask everybody else. Do you think the case should be reopened? Yes or no?
The thing is, if the case is reopened, they have to go after everybody. Because it wasn't just Charlamagne in that case. It was several guys. And as you said, there were two girls and what, three or four boys. And then you have
mm-hmm.
to go after the parents who were shutting them down. Because if only that one girl made a police report, did the other girl make a police report? Why didn't she? These are questions that need to be asked. So if she's coming out and saying, okay, she needs a police report, the case reopened, then you need to go after everybody who was involved. Everybody.
Yep.
Don't leave anybody out. Go after everybody.
I agree. All or nothing. All or nothing. Very good answer, brother.
Anyway.
Thank you so much. Hey, very good call. And it's not a good call because he changed his mind at the end, but it's a good call because we as brothers was able to talk, say what we had to say. I was able to yell, raise my voice, but I was just really sad. I was only upset because I was like, how can you say she's her motivation is money when she's not sold anything yet? And even if at the end of the day she gets a check for this, if she was raped, it was worth it. Because she can't get that back. And they'll say, well, she was a whore. Whatever it is, I might be a paymaster, but that don't mean somebody should be able to rob me. I might be a dude that go out giving a bunch of hoes a bunch of money, but I should be able to give a bunch of hoes a bunch of money because I want to, not because they took it from me. That's all I'm saying. We have to change our mentality. We cannot walk around doing this. We cannot have the mentality that this girl's a whore, she deserved to be raped. This girl's a whore, she's a liar. At a certain point in time, we have to think this girl was a child. She was a kid. And she should have never been in that environment. If I catch my 15-year-old drinking, it better be with a bunch of other 15-year-olds. Can I get an amen? If I find out my 15-year-old was drunk and something happened, it better have been with a bunch of 15-year-olds. If I find out my 15-year-old was drunk and something happens to my 15-year-old and she's around a bunch of mid-20, early 30, I don't give a fuck what happened. They're going to hate that my daughter was involved in they crap. 269, caller, you on the air. What's up?
What's up, Tommy?
No, Munch, talk to you, boy.
Man, you know what? That last conversation changed everything for me as well. I was kind of going to let Charlamagne off the hook because of the time and because of the fact that the case got dropped. But after that last call and hearing what's going on, man, the mama need to get put under the jail.
Yes.
The mama need to get put under the jail, man.
Well, the fact that she's trying to sit around like she's some great parent now, when I was reading that story of her, I was like, you bitch. This all happened because of you, bitch. If you had been a good parent, this would have happened.
Yeah. Man, her mama was flipping her out to Charlamagne. Her mama was letting her date Charlamagne because of the money, man. My wife said when she was young, you know, same thing used to happen, man. These mamas would pimp these girls out for money in a heartbeat.
Yep.
And Charlamagne wrong for taking us to a... Huh?
I said, but we don't want to talk about it. When I talk about it, it's because I'm bashing black women. No, I don't like women, period. Like, single women make the worst parents. Are there good single parents out there that are women?
Yeah.
Yes. But in to be perfectly honest, the reason why single women make the worst... Right, and let me tell you why, and you tell me if you agree or not. The reason I believe women make the worst parents is because, number one, most women will sell their bodies, their mouth, and their vaginas just for money to be able. Most women are used to getting over on a man, used to living under a man, used to driving a man's car. Most women are used to trying to get taken care of by a man. Now, if you take that woman, give her a little girl, and take away her paymaster, which would have been her husband or her baby daddy, and you give her nothing except for the woman who used to take care of herself by selling pussy, now has a kid. What do you think she's going to do with that kid? Think about how many times we've heard of these single mothers literally allowing pedophiles to screw their children for money. You've never heard of this happening from a father, ever.
Never. 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 It's crazy because it's happening over and over and over and over, and everybody act like they don't see it.
Yep.
Everybody act like they don't see that leaving kids with mamas, just single mamas, or having to get abortions is wrong, and to do this is wrong, and women don't need men, and all that, man. That's crazy. It's just I can't even get the word out. Statistically proven that single parent household, the children are less likely to be productive members of society in every single way.
Yep.
Hey, I got a question for you. Can I? It's different tree, same branch. What you think of LaShawn McCoy?
Yeah, I said that before. Hey, that girl's trying to set him up. That's a lie. That girl had somebody beat him. She had somebody beat her herself.
Yeah, and she needed to go to jail.
And I hope they
go to jail.
The police have already cleared. The police have already cleared this man. They know he didn't have anything to do with this. And this girl was being brought up. They were about to have to go to court because he'd been trying to evict this bitch out of his house.
Wow. She need to go to jail, and the girl that accused Zeke Elliott, she need to go to jail too.
She came out and said it was false.
Man, it's not that she came out and said it was false. The special prosecutor that the NFL hired, that is a domestic violence. She's a domestic violence supervisor. She was the only person to speak with that girl, and she said when she talked to the NFL, she said, "Look, this stuff inconclusive. What she's saying." I don't think this really happened. And they told her she cannot go to no more than meetings. They didn't let her go to none of the trials or nothing. They basically fired her because she could have proved that the girl was lying about the whole thing.
Wow. And this man lost, what was it, six games over that?
Six games, man. Games, the Super Bowl, MVP. He lost it all over one girl.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, man, look, man, that's why I like what you do, man. That's why I really like what you do. These brothers need to start listening to you instead of arguing with you, man. Even me, and I'm sure you had a situation too. When you was 22 and 23, the young girls were just, it was like, it's not like that they was easy. They was trying to get you. They was coming after us.
Yes, they were.
I have 15-year-old girls that I worked with while I was in school. I mean, come on, Sylvester. Come on, come on, come on, save nerd. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, do this. Come on, do that. And it's like, I can't do that with you. You too young. You too young.
And then I blame the clubs. How many times have you went to a club and they let, it's a 21-year-old club, but they'll let an 18-year-old girl in there, a 17-year-old girl, because they just want to get as many girls as they can in the club.
They don't call girls look good. If you're 12 and you look got a body, they will let you in without a card.
Your damn will.
Yeah. Well, man, that's all I had to say about it, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Hey, come on with some more videos, man. Hey. I'm gonna leave you alone for that command. Hey. I'll keep doing what you're doing, man, and all these other guys, man, they can go on what they're doing. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much for the call, brother. The number is 213-943-3362. Guys, do me a favor. Click the donate button if you can. If you feel so obligated or obliged, it would be great if you do. We're talking about Charlamagne the God, and we're asking the question, whose side are you on, Charlamagne or the accuser, Miss Jessica? Let me go to 770-770. Caller, you're on the air. And guys, be quick because I have but limited time. Go ahead.
Tommy, how you doing? Jason from Georgia, buddy.
What up?
I'm
great
really...
call last night.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Topic, honestly, I think has been a long time coming. And personally, I think because the accuser is not after money, her credibility is so much higher than it normally would be. But see, 2 years ago, before this whole Me Too hashtag thing, I think she would have even had more credibility just because the minute something becomes a hashtag, then, you know, it's basically like, it's like a club.
It loses all credibility.
It's not just that. I mean, it's just like, I saw this coming down the road a long time ago as soon as this Me Too thing happened because I was like, man, this is something that's popular now, and now more than ever in our country's history, it's become popular to be a victim of everything. And I don't think this is the case with this girl, but I'm just saying, you know,
what do you
okay.
think about the fact that you brought this to the forefront as soon as it happened, though? to me, out of everything that makes that makes me stop, that's the big one that makes me say, well, maybe there's some credibility in this, because no 15-year-old just runs around and yells rape. Most 15-year-olds have to be coerced into even saying what went wrong.
Exactly. And see, she went through the proper protocols. I mean, and honestly, you know, for a girl that age nowadays and in today's time where, you know, it, like I said, unfortunately, you know, single mothers, they don't seem to, well, that's not true. I'm going to stop myself there because, like, honestly, I don't know every single mother in the world, so I can't make a blanket statement, but it seems that, you know, most 15-year-olds today are, you know, unless they come from a certain background, aren't taught about the world as properly as they should be. And, but this girl had, you know, had the wits and the awareness enough of her to say immediately, you know what, I need to make a report about this. And see, and especially with somebody who, you know, I guess you would consider a star like Charlamagne, A lot of people are scared to do that, and that is also, you know, again, with me, I'm not the authorities or anything like that, but she has so much more credibility with me because she knew exactly the proper protocol to take, and she did that.
And then people are saying Charlamagne was DNA tested. No, they took his DNA. They never tested them against the other one, though, because the mom refused to have anything to do with the case. She refused to let the kid have anything to do with the case. It's done at that point.
And honestly, that was you took the words right out of my mouth, because from coming from somebody who has watched a lot of fucking Law and Order, in a court of law, unfortunately, it is not about what you know; it is about what you can prove. And see, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
No, I disagree with you. That is what you can prove. I just said it when you said it.
Right. And see, the thing is, I've listened to a lot. I mean, I watch a lot of these crime shows about, you know, with alleged rape victims and things like that. It is very difficult in many cases to prove there was rape, even though that you have evidence of sexual contact and sexual activity, just because there's very little line of difference as far as medically, when a medical examiner will go over a victim, between consensual sexual activity and rape, because, like I said, the evidence isn't that much different. And like I said, the thing is, 2 years ago, if this would have happened, I think honestly, the public would have been, you know, overwhelmingly landslide on her side, just because this whole Me Too movement, it's quickly becoming, Tommy, the boy who cried wolf, because you can only say it so, I mean, it's only so many, because now it's like, the minute it became popular to come out and say, you know what, I was a victim of Kevin Spacey, I was a victim because of this person, I was a victim because of that person, the minute it became, you know, hey, I'm sort of in this exclusive club now to where I get to go on TV and say that so-and-so did something to me, you know, for somebody who really wants to be somebody in life, and again, not saying that this is the case with this young girl at all, because, I mean, I don't get the sense that she's going after popularity or money or anything, but because, you know, a lot of us in life, it's so easy just to become somebody by saying, you know, oh, you know what, I could go on TV, somebody might want to buy my story, somebody might want to do this. And that's why, you know, it's like, I think this meet has destroyed all credibility of real victims, just because automatically people are going to be looking sort of side-eyed and say, well, is this person trying to become popular, or did something really happen to this person?
I'm going to say one thing before I let you go, and I want your answer. I said in the comment section, I said, I don't trust women at all. But then I said, but I really don't trust grown men who find themselves at drinking parties with teenagers. It's my thought. This had been a grown woman. He had been grown. Literally, I'd have been on his side 100%. I don't give a shit what he did to her. I'd have just been on my own his side because I don't trust women. Not a woman, though. This is a kid. This is a teen who was fast because mother allowed her to be fast. This is a teen who should have never found herself in the company of grown men. Fast teens should get fucked by fast teens. That's who should be doing the fucking. If fucking goes down between a 15-year-old, it should be somebody around 13 and 17. That's it. You shouldn't be in your 20s around a 15-year-old doing anything, but especially drinking. Who do you look at in this situation? Whose side would you be on if you had to make a side?
Just on that aspect, absolutely the 15-year-old, because she's a child. Tommy, you're a 15-year-old, you're a child. And what grown man would want to have any kind of relationship with a 15-year-old girl? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, it has nothing to do with her mind. You know, you're 30, 40, you know, what the hell in common could you have with this kid other than, you know what, you know, 15-year-old, she got a hot little body. And,
yep.
You know, you're not going to have a conversation with this 15-year-old. So, I mean, it's that's a layup. That's a slam dunk right there. You know, I mean,
here's the funny part about it. For a grown man, a 15-year-old, because I remember when I was 15, it didn't matter what kind of fucking I could do physically. My nuts probably stank because I didn't bathe like I'm supposed to be. 15-year-old girls are still girls. They still aren't taking care of themselves that well. They still smell like pee on their breath or milk on their breath or whatever it is. For this old man to want to do this, like you said, it had to be a situation to where probably making them drink made it easier. Probably making them high and pass out made them more tolerable. If you just think about how, who wants to talk to a 15-year-old as an adult? Seriously.
And what are you going to tell? I mean, honestly, okay, even if you tried to play that card with me, okay, I'll give you the slight benefit of the doubt. Okay, so what are you guys going to talk about? Crayons? You know, you're going to talk about Dora the Explorer? You know, I mean, it's just like, what the hell could you, a grown-ass man, have in common with a 15-year-old child? I don't care if it's a boy or a girl, you know? I mean, what in the hell could you have in common with a 15-year-old? And, you know, and honestly, I'll tell you what, Charlamagne, you know, if you happen to be listening, sir, I'll even give you, you know, this play devil's advocate slightly. Because honestly, when I was in my 20s, this actually happened, and I didn't even realize that, you know, I was at a party where this happened. But apparently, some dude about my age brought a 15-year-old runaway to a party, and none of us even knew it. You know, it's just like, because like it was like a close-knit group of friends, but it's just like, I mean, you know, in a neighborhood or whatever, it just, when a party starts to get hype and a party starts to get popularity, people just start showing up, and a lot of times you don't even know who they are. So, you know, me and one other guy, we had just turned 21, so all our buddies were like, yeah, you're buying us liquor, and you're buying us this, and you're buying us that. So, yeah, cops show up. And apparently somebody had reported that this 15-year-old runaway was at this address. And we were about to all go to jail because, you know why? Even though it wasn't my house, just because I happened to be of legal age, and honestly, it was one of those times in life where I thought I was cool. Because, you know what? I'm 21. I'm drinking. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I got cut off. But anyway, Tommy, thank you so much for letting me able to talk to you again. It was always such a pleasure. I love your show, and you know, I really hope that we can, you know, we can discuss other topics again in the future.
Hey, let's keep doing it, bro. Very good call, and I'm with you on that. Like, just that whole idea. That's why if I was at my age now, when I throw a party, the guest list is going to be my guest list, and I surely wouldn't let people just bring in these random girls. And if you look too young for me, I'm going to card you. I'm going to personally card you. Then I'll probably still ask you some quiz questions to make sure you're past a certain age. Because I've dealt with 19, 20, 21-year-old girls, and they're still stupid. Somebody in the chat room was saying, well, you know, they don't watch Dora the Explorer. She's right. They don't watch Dora the Explorer. What they do is watch actual porn. These kids know more about sex than the adults do. They know more positions. They've been in more threesomes. They probably had more orgies. But when you get outside of that, they're dumb as rocks. As an older person, you realize the more you talk to the majority of people, and I say in the 20s, they have nice shapes, but every time I get to talking to those girls in their 20s, I'm like, these motherfuckers are stupid. They're just fun to lay up with. 414, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Tommy?
Nothing much. Talk to me. Agree? Which side are you on?
I'm on her side, man. Because for the simple fact that if she tried to report this back then, now I don't follow Charlamagne, but I don't know how popular he's been. But back then, you know, I mean, how could she try to get, you know, if he even had money, how could she even try to get money? She tried to prosecute him when it happened. So a lot of people need to think about that before they judge. They need to stare, listen, let the story swerve in their head, then form their opinion. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, this girl, you know, probably been going through this mentally for years. And for her mother to cover it up, I find that real fucked up, man. I find that real fucked up. And yes, do I think they should open a case? Yes, because back then it wasn't fair to that child. It wasn't fair. So not if she wants to. If she wants that open, she deserves that. Because don't get me wrong, you know, I do believe men are under attack by this Me Too shit. Honestly, I do believe that men are under attack. But I believe what happened was that man had been trying to screw that damn girl, been trying to screw it, and he turned around and tried to pull some dumb shit. And they, like you said, they probably knew this guy. You know, the family probably knew him, and probably, you know, the mother covered it up. So, you know, I mean, that's probably what happened. But that girl, obviously, she didn't want to cover. Obviously, she wanted that man. She wanted something to be somebody to be dealt with for what happened to her. You know, so, I mean, we gotta look at that. And I'm going to tell you something, Tommy. Let me tell you something. I myself, and it's good that you brought up men do it as well. I myself was a victim of rape at 7 years old. Guess what, Tommy? I'm taking medication, and I'm going through shit like that mentally at 44 today. Okay? And my mother didn't do a damn thing about it. This was by my stepfather.
Jesus Christ.
This was by my stepfather. And my mother even asked me, and I'm 7 now, and my mother, and just because he made, because back then he made good money, back then he made good money. And my mother did not have him prosecuted for that reason. And I got beat for saying something. Okay. And she turned around and she was like, I didn't understand why. And at 7 years old, I'm like, you know, I went to my mom and I'm like, why? How could you, you know, let this, well, who going to feed your ass? How you going to live? You know, these are the bullshit. You know, this is the shit that I went through. And she actually said that I let it happen. So, you know, not getting back into my past, we thinking about this girl, man. Yes, I do believe it. But you, like I say, you know, the men are under attack. But this case is just a little different. I do not believe that girl is trying to get money from that man. I believe he tried to pull some dumb shit and wanted to fuck her that bad. And he did it. So, hello?
I just want to say I'm really sorry for what happened to you. And I also want to say to you, it happened to me when I was 10. I told my mother what happened. She laughed.
Yep.
Single mothers
are
the worst.
I'm sorry about that happened to you, man.
They're the worst thing that happened. They're the worst thing that happened to children.
Yep. And you know, I mean, it's not. You know, I'm going through it. I'm going through. I mean, I'm dealing with it. I'm suffering. You know, from depression from it. I'm 44 years old, man. I do see psychiatrists. I pray about it. I see a therapist. But people need to understand the shit that goes on. Women don't lie all the damn time.
Right.
And that girl, I just don't believe she's lying. And just because Charlamagne is known and successful, and a lot of these women, you know, pretty much don't make her story look good because they coming out with these other men like Bill Cosby. They coming out of the damn woodwork, you know. But like I say, this story is different, and I just think it's crazy. But, you know, I mean, and that's why I have daughters, man. I have two daughters, and my daughters are pretty much grown. And that's why, you know, I got guys that look at, you know, my guys at my age look at 21-year-olds. The hell, they even date them. They fuck them and all that. Me, myself, because I have daughters, I just can't do it, man. I can't bring myself. I may get my eye candy on, but I just cannot bring myself to do. The only thing a 21-year-old can do for me is bring me her mama, man. So, you know.
I was just laughing, man. It's one of those things that is, this is a hard thing to deal with. And especially when you have people like you, me, and many others who say, hell, as children, you couldn't even say anything. So you don't understand this 15-year-old. I look at this 15-year-old. She told the night it happened is brave. Because the majority of us will not tell that story because we're afraid. We're afraid that what happened to us, we must have caused it.
Exactly.
So who are you going to say? Get in trouble for it. That's what most children think. I can't tell somebody this happened to me because I'm to blame for it.
Yep. Yep, you are absolutely right, man. It's crazy, but you know, I mean, it's, you know, I just, you know, like I say, I'm sorry that happened to you, man. You know, and you know, God bless you, bro. And you know, I mean, it's crazy, but like I say, that girl is probably still going through stuff in her head. She's going through things mentally in her head today. So we can't exclude out that fact. You know what I'm saying? We just can't. We can only sit here and speculate, and I'm not trying to ruin the man's reputation. I mean, like I say, I don't follow him. So, you know, but hearing this case, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I'm kind of on her side, and I do believe that the case should be reopened, because if she was forced not to say anything or whatever, then like I said, at that time, it wasn't fair to her. That wasn't fair to her. So, yes, they should reopen the case because she went through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, like I say, the only thing we can do is speculate. And, you know, that's – it is what it is, man. It's crazy, Tommy, you know.
Yeah. Hey, brother. Thank you so much for sharing the story with me. And, I know what you're saying. We know what you're saying. So I wish people would understand that if this happened to this girl as a girl, it doesn't matter what we thought of her. It doesn't matter how grown she thought she was. We all think we're grown until something grown happens to us. We all thought we were grown until we broke our leg. We all thought we were grown until the guy bigger than us came and slapped us in the face. We all thought we were grown until we got put in jail for the first time or pulled over by the cops and harassed. We all thought we were grown until something grown happens to us. So please understand, this is a kid that probably put herself out there, thought she was grown, until something grown happened to her. But she did the thing at that moment and told. And do not underestimate what a person was going through, because remember, she became a young mother. She's not anybody's wife, and you don't think that has anything to do with what her mother and what this man might have done to her?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And man, I just want to say, man, Tommy, thank you for taking my call. And Tommy, man, please, bro, man, I just want to let you know, man, you are loved, man, by so many people, man. And I want to commend you for not giving up to a fucking nobody. Okay. Cause that man that does this shit to you every damn day, he's nobody, man. He's beneath you. And it's crazy that you got to, you know, go through this shit, but please, man, You know, it's easy for me to say it and done because I'm not walking in your shoes, bro. But you know what, man? You keep doing what you're doing, man, because you are loved by a lot of people, Tommy, man. You inspire a lot of people. Please, just brother, man, you know, if I can ask you, just try not to just try to give up and keep it pushing, man. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. And don't let nobody tear you down, man.
Well, thank you so much, brother. That means a lot. And thank you for the call earlier this morning, too. Very good call, man. Hey, I want to try and get a few more calls in before I have to end this because I have an appointment. But I did not know that this many people would call in, so I may end up doing it again later on the day. But 248, everybody else, be real quick with me. Just tell me whose side are you on and why.
Hello?
Hey, talk to me.
Hey, Tommy, what's going on?
Nothing much. Whose side are you on and why?
Hey, it's crazy. Pause real quick. I click over to take a call, and I come back on, and I'm up. So that's what's up. Real quick, I am on the young lady's side. Let me real quick. Happy to see you back taking calls. It's funny how all this shit comes back to one of your main arguments with our community. It just shit never fails. We're right back at the root. Mother and uncle went to court. No one said anything about the daddy. Mother and uncle or parents, I don't know if it's Charlemagne parents or her parents, but I hear that the parents met the two together. Who does this? Like, you can't come to my crib picking up my 15-year-old daughter and you 22, 21, 19. You can't be 18 picking. You can't be 15 picking up my 15-year-old daughter.
You can't be 17 picking up my 15-year-old daughter. She's like, what's wrong with you?
This shit crazy. Listen, so I roll out this morning. I got to take an hour trip up to northern Michigan. So I'm like, let me listen to this breakfast slop real quick. Just real quick, bro. Listen, they had old boy that played for Cleveland. What's his name? Iman Shumpert and his wife on there. Oh, my fucking God, dog. This is terrible. Like, talking about what they do sexually. My man sound like a beta male, whatever y'all call me. I'm just like, bro, is this where we at? You a millionaire and you can't go get nothing classy, nothing like that you can feel proud of. Like, this shit is just embarrassing on a worldwide level. But real quick, this is what's cringing. This is what gives me chills with this Charlemagne crap. I'm going to take Charlemagne at his word. I'm going to take the man at his word. And his words were in 2011, all these tweets, exactly what the woman is accusing him of doing. He said this shit himself. I'll pop the Spanish fly, pour it in the drink, and see what happened. Get her drunk and let's see what happened. Now, this is all prior to social media really been prevalent as far as, like, court proceedings, you know, law enforcement looking at your social media. They're doing that now, but back then I don't think they was on that tip as much as they are now, right? So if you're looking at it from a prosecutorial standpoint, I would say there's enough evidence from his own words he speak through his social media platform. Well, I'll roll a dice and put him in front of a jury if I'm trying to convict him. So then that brings me to the question of a point that you pointed out that I knew nothing of. You sound like you're saying that his family is prominent in that area. They had a little bit of money or some influence. But if that's the case, could that be the reason why this thing didn't go further? Not just the fact that the accused didn't show up in court, right? Like, the 15-year-old doesn't show to court, but her parents showed up or her mother. So why would we just offer to lessen the charges significantly to where he won't even be a registered offender? Do you understand? Like, we're going to lessen these charges to the point where he got his clean skate, though. Like, he can get out of here unscathed. 15-year-old, it's not unheard of that a 15-year-old rape accuser does not go and put, like, they don't even like to put the accuser on the stand, especially when they're adolescent or young teenager. So how is that the premise to say, okay, well, we're going to lessen these charges? I'm of the thought process now of Tommy maybe putting some stuff out there that makes a little more sense, and we're not taking a look at that.
It's very true. And I definitely look at it and say, even in a case like this, if somebody tries to block it, the prosecutor will still probably take this case. Prosecutor will try to push the case. It's just very difficult when the person who was so-called raped won't say they were raped. Now, you're right. You don't have to put them on the stand. But if they won't even say that they were, you don't even have a, you really don't have a case. And if the mom, that's why I said the mom to me is the most evil person in there. Not even Charlemagne. If he did everything they say he did, still the mom is at fault. Because not only did the mom leave her daughter, let her daughter go with this man, she helped cover it up. And that's unforgivable. And it's sad
she let
to
her
me.
Know.
Yeah, if what I'm saying is true, then I don't understand how the daughter is not upset at her mom. That blows me just completely away.
Well, we know why she might have said that. Mom can't do no wrong. Mom can't do no wrong in none of these children's eyes. Let me ask you this, though. A couple callers ago, the guy, he mimicked that song by Boyz II Men, Mama, you know, that crap. Mm-hmm. Do you notice, or is it true, or my thought process, like, I only see these type of songs, these type of verbal gestures coming from black men. Like, I don't see white boys putting their mom on a plateau like no other being. Like, I don't see any other race of people praising a mom the way we as black men praise these mothers who are effing horrible on the broad scale.
Because most white people have, it's like Coke versus Pepsi. If you've had a Coke and you had a Pepsi, you will actually decide which one tastes better. If you've only had a Coke, you will say Pepsi sucks. Most black folks have only had a Coke. So their reference is from a Coke. So they think there's nothing better than a Coke, especially if they grew up in Atlanta and they were must do it. Or people in GM, or people up in Detroit, when GM and the Big Three were big, they wouldn't drive a foreign car. Because you've got to remember, they felt like driving a foreign car would take money away from their economy. So they believed in driving only the Big Three. We as black people are the same. We only have a mother. We feel like we can't run away the one person we have, no matter how bad they are.
All right, real quick, 1 point or 2 points, I'm going to let you go. I like to hear these calls. I was disappointed you had a call-in show the other night. I guess it was a two-parter, and I do subscribe to the website, but I'm happy to see you back on YouTube, like, for real, bro. Like, this is where it's at because a message gets out there, I think, just from my opinion, on a broader scale. But
yeah,
I was dating a chick when I was 27. She was in her late 30s. The sex, my bro, was the most amazing experience I've had to this day, and I'm experiencing that factor. You know what she told me a few years ago, and it brings me to it today. She admitted to me that her two brothers were molesting her. And I had met these men in our past, you know, during our relationship. At that point, we were already broken up. I wasn't seeing her or her family. We just, you know, she'd call every once in a while. I was kind of like taken back, like, damn, these two, because I met the guys, you know, they seemed like cool dudes, but they were screwing her, like running trains on her sister. Now, it made me understand the issues that, because this was the most craziest woman I ever met, illogical, emotional, just destructive, just, oh, you know, you got a girl on the back of your motorcycle, so you screwing her. I mean, she was just so destructive and self-destructive. And this stuff is serious, man. For people that haven't went through it, like myself, to know someone that does, that is, this thing does affect people years later. So I'm not so quick to discount these women that say they're having issues years later, decades later. Oh, I'm screwed up, because they be screwed up. Like, this woman was so screwed up that it only makes sense when she told me what she went through as a young teenager, 13, 14, your 18 and 17-year-old brother taking turns smashing. And you couldn't tell nobody? These dudes still out here right now? They got daughters. They got children. They got family. And she was the, out of all her sisters, she was by far the most attractive woman, was built like you couldn't sketch her better, right? So there was jealousy involved from her sister's standpoint, I think, so they wouldn't jump on board and back her in this thing. Her mother was jealous because she was getting way more attention than all the women in the family, right? Like, this is what we're going through in our community. This shit is rampant. Charlamagne, you want to get up and talk about R. Kelly, and you possibly, per your own words, giving women Spanish fly. Why when Bill Cosby came out, or this story when Bill Cosby came out, why we didn't hear Charlamagne say shit? I used the Spanish fly too.
Thank you. But he did.
Like, why didn't I, like, so, look, somebody need to be emailing the director of the Breakfast Club and just asking poignant questions. Hey, bro, is this okay? Is this what y'all backing? Y'all promoting this? This is okay. Angela Lee, this is okay. DJ Envy, this is okay. This where we at now? I know this where we at because of fuckery y'all promote on your radio show every day, like the couple they had on today. That shit's an atrocity. I don't talk about who no man married, but I'm telling you, if you go back and watch this interview with him and that girl, I don't know her name, Tiana or Tiana, man, that shit is embarrassing. Embarrassing. That you're a millionaire and it's the best you can come up with, though.
Well, I like her shape. All I know about Tiana Taylor, she looked good in a bathing suit. She looked real good after she had that baby. But I don't know anything about her, like what she says,
bro,
or anything. I don't think I've ever heard her speak.
If you had the experience of her for one night, I guarantee you, like me, as soon as she talked, you're going to be like, all right, let's go. All right, it's time for you to go. Like, that's what we got. Like, the sex is one thing, but the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, little girls hear this shit. They thinking this shit killing.
Hood rat,
the definition of it, bro. Just go, this is where we at. This shit is cute. Then you got a caller on your show today that say, a woman, yeah, you know, let's get it off your chest Friday. Yeah, you know, I went to court, had the baby, and, you know, 5 years later I found the daddy. And as soon as I found him, he went to court and filed for custody, and they gave it to him. You know what Charlamagne, DJ Envy, and Angela Lee said? Oh, that's sad. No woman should be without their child, and that's bold. Bro, you didn't ask her what she normally, this don't go that way. You had to be that horrible for them to just off the top say, nah, he don't go with the daddy. Then this is where we at. So, look, man, I appreciate you for taking the call. It's crazy to see this man. Absolutely. Hey, look, and let me throw
be
one
quick,
thing
be quick,
out.
I'm trying to get the people on here. I'm trying to be quick.
Gotcha. Look, we're going to be working on the Kwame story. Because I heard you say something about Kwame, if I'm correct, a few years back, and it was a little disparaging. It's a little disparaging, but we're going to be working on a Kwame story. I'm going to email it to you. We're going to get it out to you. It's going to point to how self-destructive we are as black people once again.
Kwame
Kill Patrick? Once again. Sorry?
Kwame Kilpatrick or Kwame the Polka Dot Man?
Kwame Kilpatrick, the black man that's doing 28 years for taking $10. And no black man should be able to sleep comfortably knowing that man's in prison, under the prison for 28 years, when all he did was tell the powers that be, y'all can't take Detroit back. And they told him, fuck, boy, we about to show you what we can do. Not only are we going to show you what we're going to do, we're going to smear you and have your black people talking about you. So we're going to get that out there, man. I'm going to send you the information. I want you to go over it, you know, at your leisure. Because I'm going to be real interested in, you know, that feedback if you can
Please, I would love to hear the story. Thank you very much, brother. I'm going to try to see if I can sneak a couple more calls in here, and then I got to go. I may just start it back. I'm really sorry about this, but the call should have been shorter. 615, call, you're on the air. Whose side are you on?
What's up, Tommy?
Not much. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the lady's side. You know, and I'll tell you why. Number one, you know, I've listened to you for a long time. You know, South Carolina probably had a population of about 4 million people back then, and Cedar God was probably well-known to all them little high schools, all them little girls, and all them colleges. That's not to say, you know, that, you know, because all the little girls probably would have said yes. And then you got that mama. How old do you think that mama of that little girl is? She probably still young-minded, too. So she knows who Cedar God is, too. So when he pulled up, You know what she probably said? Mama, that's you got out there. Oh, here it is. And she probably starstruck. And it's, you got to understand, South Carolina's a small. It's four million people for the whole state. It ain't a lot of people in that whole state. So a popular dude is a really popular dude, okay? So Mama probably about 29, 30, 35. Mama ain't that old, okay? So she probably young-minded too. Then you got to, and this is the thing, it always comes back to these black mamas, you know, just letting their daughters go with anybody, okay? And that's the thing. It's something wrong with our black mamas. It's just, if it were me, here's the thing, if it was you, like, something's wrong when, you know, mama says to your daughter, mama, I got raped, and mama's basically saying at the end of all this, well, let it go. Now, if it was you, you would have got, yeah, okay, baby, I'm going to let it go. Let me go get my gun and let six bullets go off in this man's head for raping my daughter. So I don't know what happened here. It just, mama's the one that's guilty here, okay? Mama should be locked up for this. You know, there's no reason that, I mean, there's no way that your daughter would get loose from you and be around a bunch of folks, unless I'm wrong about you. Okay, your daughter's what, 12? My son is 12. Okay, I wouldn't let him get loose amongst a bunch of people that I don't even know in the middle of the night drinking and drugging. Mama's guilty with this. You know, it reminds me of the story of, like, this old white dude told me, he said, a story between the mountain lion and the family, where this man is in the house with his family, and all doors are locked, and there's a mountain lion outside. Okay, and the man's wife, you know, hears noise outside, opens the door, and she sees the mountain lion, and she thinks the mountain lion is cute. Oh, I'm letting the mountain lion in. Mountain lion comes in, you know, man sitting on the couch reading paper, the kids in back playing. Mountain lion comes in, mauls the little girl, mauls the little boy, mauls the man, mauls the mama, and then runs off. So the mama calls the police, and the police are like, well, how'd the mountain lion get in? Oh, I let him in. He did what? And this is the same thing. This is the same dynamic with the women. They let men in, you know, into their lives that shouldn't be there. This mama let this man in. I mean, she met the man. I mean, you got to go in the house and like, mama, this is Charlamagne. He's 23 years old, 15. She's like, okay. Have a good night. I mean, so there's something. I mean, I'm on the girl's side because she too young and mama too dumb and Charlamagne just a predator. I mean, you could have picked up a girl 18, 19 in the high school instead of somebody 15. I mean, at least I think he could have. I mean, unless there's something wrong with Charlamagne. And it sounds like something is wrong with Charlamagne because, dude, he's guilty. He really is. And the family must have paid. They must have paid this. Paid the little girl's family. They must have paid the mama, and the mama told her to let it go. Now, I don't know why the girl hasn't said anything about her mama yet. That's the real big question here. I don't understand why mama hasn't been, you know, she said, look, I did this because my mama told me to. She should have just said it, and we would have been, this whole thing would have been done. And I'm not sure why DJ Envy and Angela Yee haven't said anything to Charlamagne. They haven't addressed this issue on the show. Now, Tommy, you used to listen to the show from, you know, with Charlamagne and I. Mean, I know he didn't bring you. And this is the thing, he didn't bring you on the show.
I want to say this. I never was a Breakfast Club fan. And I told y'all to be quick. I'm trying to more people on the
phone. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, brother, man. I'll talk to you next time.
But tell me back when I got more time. I'm literally running out of time. I probably got to stop in 3 minutes. I will bring one more phone call in. Then I got to stop because y'all be saying, fuck your time. And I let y'all do it. Now I'm never taking calls again. You're the careless whispers, boy. 903, you're the last one. That's it. What's up?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. All right, whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of the young lady. And the
Why?
Reason for that is because I never told this story before, but when I was in high school, I didn't play basketball, but I was an athlete. But we had a kid on the team, and he went on the team, but he was a water boy, kind of mentally challenged. And he got
what's
out.
What's his name,
there,
Bobby?
Sir?
Was his name Bobby Boucher?
Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, sir. I don't want to give his name because, you know, he's still, you know, around today. But he was a mentally challenged kid, and he used to, you know, do the water and all that stuff for the basketball team. Well, after one of the playoff games, the guys on the team actually attacked him. Not all of them, but a few of them attacked him. And they sodomized him with a cell phone. The story got out, you know, police were called. His parents, you know, tried to pursue, or his mom tried to, you know, pursue. But the guys that did it, their parents in town were lawyers, doctors, all this shit. And they actually paid her off. She dropped the charges. The kid never got to tell his side of the story. Fast forward, you know, 10 years later, and whenever I go back in town, I see him. Before the incident, he was a lively kid, like I said, mentally challenged, but he was, you know, still lively, talk to you, have fun. 10 years later, he's not the same. He don't talk anymore. He just walks around town. His mom passed away. She put him out the house. Well, mom passed away. His dad didn't want to do anything with him, so now he's kind of just roaming the streets in my hometown. And you know, we were 16 at the time that the incident happened, and this young lady was 15, and I can only imagine, you know, she's probably feeling the exact same thing that he went through. Like, my parents never gave me the chance to tell my side of the story, and she's feeling the same way. She didn't get her opportunity to tell her side of the story, and then you have to turn on the TV or YouTube and hear Charlamagne telling your story, and he's like, hold on, you're not even telling what happened. And I think
I don't understand. Before I let you go, I want you to answer one thing for me. Why is it that they why is it that people aren't recognizing the one thing that I keep throwing out? If he was able to tell his side of the story, why would you now look at her crazy for telling her story? Like, people are acting like nothing has been said, and then she just jumped the fuck out. This man's been telling this story, wrote about it in his book. Why would they be upset that she wants to tell her side?
Well, I think it's because of this whole Me Too movement. I think that, you know, people are saying, well, Charlamagne's already told his side of the story, and now you want to come out and tell a story because now he's famous and getting paid, but he's already, you know, it's kind of like when people hear a story for so long, and then somebody comes behind and starts telling that, you know, the story but in a different way, and they're like, your story is bullshit. We've been hearing this one for a minute. And I think that's what it is. Like, we as people have already heard Charlamagne's side of the story so many times, and now this young lady's coming out to tell her side of the story. It's like, bullshit. You're just trying to jump on this Me Too movement train. I believe.
I fully would expect, as much as I talk about my little girl's baby mama, if she came out and told her side of the story, she couldn't. Why would I have to sit here and keep telling my side of the story and she not tells her? Now, whatever her side of the story is, could be her side. It could still be a lie, but I can't keep talking about my older daughter's mom, my younger daughter's mom, and expect that they won't say something. Or the girls I've dated. Why would they be wrong if I come out, my ex did this to me, she broke my heart, she hurt my feelings, she cheated, or she stole my money, or whatever I say about my ex, any of my exes. Why would I expect them not to say anything back? I think that's crazy.
Yep. It's super crazy. But, Tommy, I don't want to hold you up, but before I leave, I am King Lavender in the chat, and I don't know if you saw this a couple weeks ago, but in your chat, I posted that I have a friend that works at YouTube, and I was telling him about the problem that you have going on, and he said that some of the big YouTube channels, they actually have a contract or some kind of agreement with YouTube that it won't allow them to be blocked. Like, they actually can increase the number of reports that will allow you to be blocked. So, like, the bigger YouTube channels, their number to be blocked is so high that they know that no amount of reports can come in. So I've actually been talking to him to see what, cause he only works in like the marketing and shit like that. But you know, he hears shit. But he says that, you know, he's going to find out more information about that shit. And once he do, he'll let me know and I can email it over to you.
That would be great if you could, bro. Thank you very much for that and very good phone call. Hey, guys, hey, I'm going to have to let you guys go, but I may come back a little bit later. I have something that I must do, and it is important. So unlike other people who say, I got something to do, I actually got something to do. I really wanted to talk to you guys more. Thank you guys for the discussion. We'll probably do a part two a little bit later in the day. I'm Tommy Sotomayor. This has been a bit of a morning soda. Thank you for the people who are on the line. Sorry I didn't get a chance to ever get to talk to you guys. I've been saying this for years, but I am going to start trying to speed up these conversations, especially when it's subjects like this that just require yes, no, and why. Thank you guys. Talk to you later.